This next guest wants to love her fun self more. Guest, I am so excited. My question, my desire, even from this now place, how do I love myself more? How do I bring myself to feel more worthy and deserving and have more fun? I already feel much closer to that. Abraham, well, a big piece of it has already fallen into place because everyone naturally loves themselves. There's nothing more natural than for you to feel the way you feel. And the you we're talking about is that source energy you that came forth lovingly into this experience, who loves what it sees. In other words, the essence of you, the energy of you, the soul or source of you is love. And you train that out of yourself, primarily in the way that your question amplifies, in that you worry about what this one and that one and this one and that one think of you. How do I love myself? The answer to that is, just stop not liking yourself. In other words, love is the natural state of being if you're not pushing against something unwanted. Comparison is an interesting thing because it is necessary in order to define preference. But can you feel the difference between looking at all those things and saying yes to this and looking at all of these things and saying no, 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 no? We've been talking about energy balancing, and we want you to realize that whatever you give your attention to activates a vibration. So when you look at a buffet of things and you say yes, it activates it. Yes, it activates it. Yes, it activates it. If you're saying yes to things that you want, then you have activated things that you want, and you're offering a vibration only about what you want, and source energy is answering that. Now, everything is flowing comfortably. But in this universe where it's all about attraction, there is no assertion, there is no exclusion, you cannot say no to something and make it go away. When you say no to it, it comes, because attention to it asks for it, or activates the equivalent within you, which is the same thing as asking for it. So when you look at a buffet of things wanted and unwanted, and you say, well, I want that, but I don't want that, you include them both. Well, I want that, but I don't want that. I like this about myself, but I don't like that about myself. Now you have activated all of that. So now, instead of a clear, pure, balanced energy, balanced meaning in alignment with source, you are out of balance because you're introducing all this foreign stuff. And the feeling of not liking yourself is introducing a whole bunch of vibrations that do not mesh with who you really are. So the feeling of not liking yourself or someone else, the feeling of anti-love, is the feeling of introducing vibrations that do not allow a pure connection with the energy that is love. Make sense? Yes. I'd like to receive, for everyone, a rampage of appreciation so I can hear it in this new place of self from the viewpoint of the non-physical. Abraham. Here I am in my physical body, and I am consciously recognizing that I am an extension of source energy. And understanding what I'm now coming to know about source energy, that means that I am pure positive energy and that the essence of me is all wonderful things, and that any time I feel less than enthusiastic, eager, appreciative, or in love of self, it's because I've introduced something else unnatural to the equation. I'm so happy that I have a guidance system within me that will point out to me, moment by moment, incrementally, any time I may be introducing an energy relative to myself or relative to anything that would keep me from being in balanced vibrational alignment with who I really am. So, I'm loving my guidance system. I'm loving my emotions, all of them. I'm loving the ones that feel wonderful, and I'm loving the ones that don't feel so wonderful, because all of them are there to assist me in tweaking myself, moment by moment, gently, more and more, subject by subject, into vibrational alignment. I love that there's no race to run about this. I love that I'm an eternal being and that I can take my time in it. And I love that the rewards are instantaneous, that as I reach for something and feel good, I'm right there. And as I reach for something and don't feel good, I can still reach for the best feeling thought that I have access to, and that's good enough for right now. In fact, that's all I do have access to right now. I'm no longer going to ask myself to feel good when I feel bad. Instead, I'm just going to ask myself to feel a little better than I'm feeling, understanding that if I feel really bad, and I try to feel a little better, and I do, and then I still don't feel very good, but I try to feel a little better, and do, and I still don't feel all that good, but I try to feel a little better, and do, and I still don't feel all that good, but I try to feel a little better, and I do, and now I'm feeling pretty good, but I'd like to feel better, and I do. And now I'm feeling pretty darn good, but I'd like to feel better, and I do. And now I'm feeling really good. I'm loving feeling really good, and I can hardly remember not feeling good. But I'm not worried about not feeling good, because I know that if I ever do not feel good, I can just try to feel a little better, and I will. And now I'm feeling really, really good, and I'm loving it. I notice that that person over there is noticing that I'm feeling pretty good, and that person isn't very happy about my feeling pretty good. And so now I don't feel as good as I felt before. But it's all right that I don't feel as good as I felt before, because I know that I can feel as good as I want to feel, and where I am is okay. And I'm not mad at that person or at me because I don't feel so good, because I know that all I have to do is try to feel a little better, and I can feel a little better, and I do. And now I feel utterly free. I'm no longer afraid of not feeling good because I know how easy it is to move from not feeling very good to feeling a little better. But I'm no longer going to ask the impossible of going from not feeling good to then feeling really good. I'm just going to feel a little better and a little better and a little better and a little better. And I know that there's no place that I cannot get to from there. Yes.